It's a priest. Have a little priest.
Is it any good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Oh, you heard that.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
You may think you know Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd from some of the great productions of it in the past, but they were nothing like the one currently running at the Barrow Street Theater, because as you enter, anticipating a raucous night watching the demon barber of Fleet Street stalk, grind, and serve his prey, you will swear that you can smell those pies baking. And you can, because for this Tooting Arts Club production, the theater has been transformed into the Harrington Meat Pie and Mash Shop of London, and real pies are served to those brave patrons who opt for a meal before the show. Sweeney Todd is now scheduled to run at the Barrow Street Theater at least until the end of the year, and I'm very pleased it has brought Jeremy Seacombe, who plays Sweeney, with terrifying and demented abandon, and Siobhan McCarthy, who plays the good-natured but equally demented Mrs. Lovett, to our show today. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Hello.
It's been debated over the years whether Sweeney Todd is a musical or an opera, and Stephen Sondheim has been known to say that an opera is what plays in an opera house and a musical is what plays in a theater. So how does that apply here?
Well, I've actually seen this, seen Sweeney Todd in an opera house, though, at the Royal Opera House in London as well. So, and it was done very grandly and in an operatic style. But this is nothing like that.
Well, since this is really in a shop, a pie and meat shop.
Yeah.
So is this a pie and meter or something like that?
I don't know. What you'd actually put it into what category you'd put it into, but it would be...
unique.
Yeah, very unique. Yes.
Is the set at the Barrow Street Theatre based on a London shop?
It is. It is based on an existing original shop that's down in Tooting, which is where we performed it initially. It's been in the same family for 150 years. And it was a 32-seater, which is tiny, a functioning shop, so hence we didn't have a matinee on Wednesday because obviously there were the patrons who came and queued for their pies and mash and eels and liquor, and that was the beginning of this little
did it for the Tooting Arts Club. Is that a real club?
Yes, yeah, it was created by Rachel Edwards about maybe 7 years ago. She's a native person born and bred in Tooting, and she decided that there wasn't enough arts happening in locally, so she created this club called the Tooting Arts Club. Now, unfortunately, she didn't have a space to play any plays or musicals in, so she was doing everything in local pubs and in sort of different places around Tooting themselves.
But I think the idea of doing Sweeney came to her as she walked past the pie shop, and then across the road.
She had to convince the owner.
She had to convince.
She didn't. Yeah.
It took her about 3 years, I think. She remembered telling us to actually pluck up the courage and go in and ask them, would it be possible? What would they feel about it? Also, we across the road was the barbershop, which is what we used for the box office and the interval in order to change the set. Well, the
pie shop, yeah, the tablecloth and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you, what is it for actors to be performing before 31, did you say, 32 people?
32 people.
Because you have a larger audience here, although it's not huge.
Yeah, we've gone from 32. The second life we had was in Shaftesbury Avenue, and it was 70. And then now we're at 130. So it's growing in size, but it was an incredible experience, actually, when we first did it with 32 people.
It was like an auditioning panel.
Yeah,
almost.
I mean, I've
never done that.
I've been in auditions where the audition panel's bigger
exactly.
than that, you know. So, but it's a completely different set of skills to bring it right down, you know, for 32 people than it is to do in front of, you know, 1,500 in a normal sort of Broadway theater.
Do you have to bring the kinds of skills that you need when you work in a movie? Because you can't work as big as you do on a stage.
Well,
and you're in real close up with audience members in situations.
Very much so. And I think that our director worked with us to sort of bring us all down, to bring it all down to a much subtler thing for the 32 people that are in the audience.
There's no stage, and the tables that the audience sits at are perpendicular to the pie counter. Is this the same as it was in the original show?
Yeah. I mean, the design is incredible by a guy called Simon Kenny, who has recreated the pie shop itself. But in the actual pie shop, it was five tables, and that was it. So here we've got a couple of rows at the back, and we've got a mezzanine and all that sort of stuff. But the actual setup of the space that we use is pretty much the same, exact same.
And I think the benches are much more comfortable here and slightly wider.
Yeah.
It can be quite uncomfortable, I think, for some people.
Yes.
Turning their heads to view the performances and our entrances and exits. But,
And everybody has to be able to see. So you're not on a raised stage.
No.
But you do wind up at times climbing onto the tables.
Yes, we do.
And I wondered about that because they're not exactly low. So is that a lot of physical exertion?
We have to be quite fit and nimble to get around.
And Siobhan is doing it in skirts.
I'm doing it in skirts, but I don't... Well, I slide onto the table, but I don't actually have to stand up.
To stand up on the table,
Mine's slightly easier.
When, as actors, when you first heard that there was a plan to perform in a tiny London pie shop, did you have any reservations? Did you like the fact that there was no fourth wall?
I loved... once we got into rehearsals, and Bill, the director, was talking about the fact that we're literally jumping on tables and using the audience and bringing them into the actual story. I loved all that. I thought that was amazing. But when we first did it, I had reservations. Absolutely, I did. And I will never forget the first day we went to the shop to see the shop. It was the first day of rehearsals, and we had music calls and things during the day. And then at the end of the day, they said, right, we're going to take everyone down to the shop, show you the shop.
Because you can be told so much about what the space is going to be like, but until you actually saw it, it was quite...
So I remember walking into the shop and sitting down, and Bill, the director, coming and sitting over next to me and basically talking me off the ledge. Because I had my agent was on speed dial, and I thought...
Have we made a
really bad mistake here? But
I wonder who's happier in the end, the audience or the actors, because you're all so close.
We have a great time. We have an amazing time doing the show. So, and I really hope that the audience get, as much out of it as what we do, if not more.
You have to spot some of the balding men in the audience, and you incorporate audience members into it as well. When did Stephen Sondheim get involved?
He came to see us, I think it was on the second last night in Tooting.
The last night
in Tooting. Hmm. I think he comes to see his productions, and he was at the Union Theatre. We were so shocked that he dared to come down and see us, and so impressed. It was just tremendously exciting and nerve-wracking. But
it was nerve-wracking. I mean,
loved it.
Well, when you perform a show and you have the writer come in, whether it be Stephen Sondheim or whoever has written the show that you're performing, usually they're sitting in an auditorium in the dark and you can't see them. In this particular instance, he was sitting closer than you and I are sitting right now, and we had to perform the whole show, and he's just there.
Were you tempted to hold a razor to his throat?
I don't know whether I was tempted to do that, but let me tell you, when he left, he was splattered in blood.
But he talks about how blood can be used a lot more economically in theatrical production than in the movies. We just trust when we see some red that's blood.
Yeah, we actually don't use as much blood in this production as pretty much every other Sweeney Todd production has been. A lot of it is implied, and a lot of the violence of the actual killings is implied. Without giving too much away,
Even though a lot of people have seen it, still,
yeah,
it comes as a, especially in this production, because it's so unorthodox. It's almost like you're seeing this for the first time, even if you've seen it before.
And it's great. As one of the cast members, it's amazing to hear people talk like that as well. And we get a lot of people that are big fans of the show and of Sondheim, and them saying, we've seen every production, and this is just so different and amazing.
It gives you a different perspective, and I think also because of the musical arrangements, you hear everything that is being said. It's not drowned out, over-amplified or anything. So I think people are quite grateful about that.
And you have three wonderful musicians that you're working with.
Superb.
Incredible musicians, yeah.
Absolutely superb. I mean, we're all working together. It's a totally kind of collaborative piece.
And the thing is, those three musicians become another cast member as well. So there's only eight of us actual cast members singing and performing. But then the three people that are sitting in the corner playing the score become one as well.
Well, if you had every character portrayed by a different cast member, you probably have more people in the performance than you have in the theater in some cases.
Yeah.
but when you moved to the West End, did you also move to a restaurant?
It was a restaurant space owned by...
It's bookended. It's at the Queen's Theatre and the Gielgud, both theatres that Cameron McIntosh owns. And so therefore he owned the space in the centre that I think he'd wanted to turn into a black box theatre. But it was available prior to them turning it into a restaurant. And he offered it, which was very generous.
It was very generous of him. And he
very supportive.
So, and what they did was actually rebuild the pie shop in this space before it was turned into a restaurant itself. So... It looked pretty much exactly like we have at Barrow Street, just a little bit smaller. But it was recreated the same way that this was recreated.
Well, it's hard to believe that theater was once just a theater. It does feel like a pie shop.
It's incredible, actually. The people that have been to Barrow Street before, and they walk in expecting to see Barrow Street the way they've seen it however many times before, and the whole thing is completely transformed. When you go in, you don't see any part of Barrow Street Theatre. You just see the pie shop.
Well, the walls look kind of grimy. the audience constantly. How do people react to being eyeball to eyeball with a murdering maniac?
They can be a little unnerved sometimes, I think. Some people quite like it and will eyeball me back. And there are two ways that it can go. We get people that don't want to have anything to do with me, you know, and won't even... look at me, won't let me catch their eye. They look away as soon as I come anywhere near them. And then you have other people that want it, you know, and will eyeball me back and things like that. But, I mean, it's understandable. Some people are a little unsettled by the whole thing.
I mean, you come for the experience as opposed to observing something because you're in it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think people need to be warned about that in a way that, you know, the audience are almost part of the...
And you are, and you're connecting with members of the audience.
Mm. Oh, no, absolutely. It's it's played to particular, you know, the audience, you know.
And in your case, Jeremy, I could have sworn sometimes when you were getting particularly maniacal that your eyes were glistening with a murderous glee.
I don't know. Is that a compliment?
Have any audience members been scared enough to walk out?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes. They have.
Yeah, they have. We've had a couple of people leave at the interval, which is it's disappointing, but there's nothing we can do about that, you know, if they aren't particularly comfortable enough to stay. But, you know, you could be rest assured that I'm not actually going to hurt anyone.
Do you think of Sweeney as evil?
I think that he doesn't necessarily start out very evil. I think that due to circumstances that happen in his life, he's a little unhinged at the start. But then he has a bit of a
revenge issues,
a mental breakdown. You know, we get towards the end of the first act, and circumstances make him have a bit of a break, and he becomes very nasty.
And what about Mrs. Lovett, Siobhan? To some, she is more of a villain than Sweeney because she's encouraging his murderous activities and then profiting from them. Is she doing it for the pie
shop? The things women do for love, I suppose. I mean, you know.
Or for profit at the pie shop.
I suppose for both, isn't it? You know, but essentially a slightly obsessive compulsion about Mr. Todd that she's always had. And she's let the better get away with her.
Is the extra meat just a convenient byproduct of their love relationship?
I think you might have to ask Mr. Sondheim about that. I mean, the thought of somebody putting cat into a pie, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Now, you do the vast majority of the singing, the two of you, in this, although there's some wonderful other voices. Is it exhausting at the end of a performance?
Yeah, it is. Definitely. It definitely is.
And particularly here, we have five shows almost consecutively from Friday night through to Sunday, it's tiring.
It's a harsh schedule.
A hard thing.
Well, thank you both so much for being on our show. We want to go out with something from the soundtrack, The Worst Pies in London. But if listeners are interested in information, you can go to our show page at wnyc.org/Low-paid. And by the way, do you see a trend here? Cats in animal shelters, things like that? My thanks to both of you, Jeremy Seacombe, Siobhan McCarthy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Leonard. Lovely.
And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat for the poor. Look, animals, what are dying in the street? Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop. Does a business, but I notice something weird. After I did you up what I call enterprise, puffing pussies into pies. What you do in my shop? Just the thought if it's enough.